Good morning and welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. I am your host, David Hochberg. On today's show, we have a packed show for you. MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements, will be joining me shortly after the opening for the entire show. We have Mike Bodart from Lindemann Chimney calling in to explain how he is helping a listener with critters crawling out of their chimney. At 10:30, Gary Novell is going to call in and talk about how forbearance is impacting your credit score. Tom Janke at 10:45 is going to talk about how he's helping Nicole do a virtual kitchen through his virtual kitchen design that he's launched due to the coronavirus. 11 o'clock, Jim Towns, Allstate Insurance, will be calling in talking about how he's helping our listeners reduce their homeowner insurance and declaration page and all the coverage that they have. Maybe they need, maybe they don't need. 11:15, Josh Kaplan from Josh's Hot Dog will be calling in. He is the recipient of the $1,000 Team Hochberg food donation that he's going to be taking over to first responders this week. And at 11:30, we are going to be doing our roundtable. Phone lines are open, 312-981-7200. Text line is open, 312-981-7200. But first, we're going to start the show like we always do. Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Well, this is definitely Lower Wacker Drive. That's where they got that Picasso.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
Welcome back, 312-981-7200. We are on a mission. We are on a mission to help you with all of your real estate needs. If you have any questions, 312-981-7200. If you have any text messages, you don't feel comfortable talking on the air, 312, same number, 981-7200. Happy Passover to all of my Jewish brethren out there, and happy Easter to all those celebrating Easter. I want to bring Joe up. Joe, how you doing, buddy?
Dave, I'm doing good. How about you?
Great. We got a packed show. And one of the text messages from last week, the text message is huge. And we're really doing a lot of good for a lot of listeners. And it's great because one of the text messages last week, here, I'm just going to read it for all of our listeners. Brian from Vernon Hills sent in about his first floor leaning. I don't know if everybody remembering. Everybody that listened last week might remember this. The whole floor started from the middle where the stairs are, slants to the end of the house foundation. I'll try to take a picture for the first floor and then the basement to show you the strut. So he's got some challenges with his first floor slanting. And the cool thing was he sent in the text. You called him during last week's show, and explain what happened from there, buddy.
So, Dave, while we were on the air, Brian sent in a video of a basketball. He placed the basketball by his front door and got it to roll. And it was like a 3 or 4 minute video, and the basketball would go to the low spot, of course, and then he would get it to roll again, which really indicated two low spots. When I tried talking Brian through it and saying, hey, here's what you could do, He thought there were some other low spots as well. Wednesday morning, I showed up there, and we confirmed the two low spots. Met his family, beautiful family. And right now, Brian's not ready to do anything, but we can do other preparation work. We can shoot a laser level throughout the whole basement and actually locate any low spots. But for sure, he does have two low spots that can be lifted out and supported. I tried to walk Brian through it and just show him how he could do it himself, and he said his wife would prefer he stay away from any handyman project.
So that goes back to our text, a couple of texts are saying, please also, instead of just you promoting the companies on the show, please give right. home improvement ideas and how we could do it ourselves.
And that's what we want to do. Yes, absolutely. So if I tell you what our best advice is in the fix, I'm not saying Mega has to do it. At least whoever does it will know, you'll know how to make the right decision.
Right. And that's what this show is all about, helping our listeners overcome their real estate challenges. We have expert. We have the owners of businesses calling in to answer your questions, to give you expert advice, and to overcome your housing challenges, whatever they may be. So I'll tell you what, Joe, we kind of got started late, but we're going to take a quick break here because Mike Bodart from Lineman Chimney is calling in. He's got a great story of how he's helping a listener. I guess now that everybody's at home, You're kind of noticing things around your
house. You're seeing more things, yes.
You're seeing more things.
You know, Dave, I really want to point out to our listeners right now, the more pictures you could send via that text line, it'll help all of us. It'll help Janky. It'll help Lindemann figure out what we can do for you, or what you can do yourself.
All right, we're going to bring Mike up. And real quick, a 224. David Hochberg should also remember that early childhood educators are also essential workers. They are caring for the children of other essential workers, frontline indeed. Damn straight, 224. So thank you for reminding us of that. All of you early childhood educators and every essential worker out there, from the post office, from the men and women on working the roads, whatever you do, chime in. 224, I'll give you a shout out during the show on the MegaPros call and text line. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call and text line. You can go to WGN David, listen online, and send us an email. Email any questions that you have. We're going to pay some bills. Come back with Mike Bodart of Lineman Chimney. 312-981-7200.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Welcome back to Home Sweet Home Chicago. That is the MegaPros call and text line, so please, please, please keep sending those text messages. And we got a great one here from 224. Very true. We need to put masks on the Art Institute Lions. That's a great idea. I don't know why the mayor and her team has not thought about that. That would be, you know, we put helmets on the Lions. We put baseball hats on the Lions. I think face masks on the Lions would be tremendous. So welcome back to the show. 312-981-7200. We are here to help you with any type of real estate need, challenge, question, whatever you have. The only crazy, dumb question you have is the one that you don't ask. So give us a call, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, the MegaPro call and text line. Mike Bodart, how are you, buddy?
Hey, David, I'm good. Thanks for having me on today.
No, thanks for calling. Last time you were on, we had a listener by the name of James call in that had called a number of different chimney companies. You went out, services chimney. We tried to get a hold of James to call in, but I couldn't reach him. But I've got a question here from Diane that contacted you regarding things going on in her chimney that I want you to address, because I'm sure you get this a lot, okay, especially now with everybody at home going stir crazy in their houses. So it says here, listener Diane from Plainfield called Lindemann after seeing a bird beginning to build a nest in her chimney and had two squirrels climb up and into her chimney, asking what she could do to help these two challenges. I mean, if it's me, I'm lighting a fire. But that's just me. That's why I don't own a chimney company. Do you get these calls a lot, Mike? Wait, we lost Mike. Hang on. Mike, you got to put...
Yeah, I'm here, David.
Okay, sorry about that. Do you get those type of calls a lot with birds nesting and squirrels, raccoons, and other animals popping their heads out of chimneys and building a home in our listeners' chimneys?
Yeah, this time of year especially, because the animals are looking for a place to nest. Some of the calls we've gotten from they're actually a little funny is when a family of squirrels invades a home and they're on the drapes, they're in the living room, they're under the dining room table. So if you want to ever listen to a panicked homeowner calling a chimney company with squirrels coming out of their fireplace, that's a pretty good call.
Yeah.
So, and birds actually can cause problems with factory-built fireplaces because they put nesting materials up inside the flue and cover up the air spaces that chimney needs to cool itself and to properly maintain a safe environment.
I never thought of that.
There's a safety issue when birds make a nest in many chimneys. And obviously, if there's a squirrel or a raccoon in your chimney, coming into your fireplace, he has access to your home. So the best thing to do is to put a cap up there and not have any opportunity for an animal to get in.
Is that a large percentage of your business?
You know what? We do a lot of caps. Every single chimney should have a proper rain and animal cap on it. So we recommend that for virtually all customers, having a proper cap up there. It keeps the weather out. It keeps birds out. So that's something that we would recommend in most all cases.
All right, so now what I'm going to start doing, because we had texters give us some constructive criticism, is this something? I have a chimney. I have a fireplace. My fireplace, I have a two-story house, which means that my chimney is over, it extends the top of the roof line. And is that something that you would recommend a extremely overweight 53-year-old guy to climb up on a ladder to put a cap on his chimney and to do some tuck work around the chimney?
No, I mean, virtually anything that is above the roof line, we would not consider that to be a homeowner project. I think your wife probably would agree with that, too.
Well, she probably would tell me to go start climbing up the ladder. Depends on the day.
That might be, especially with extra time you're probably spending at home, right?
We're bonding very well.
But our guys are going to be up there, and they're going to be up there in a safe manner. We engage our crews with weekly safety training, so our guys are up on the roof, they're on ladders, they're doing it the right way, they're strapped in, they're wearing fall protection, and we're freaks about safety. Even under normal circumstances, we're super conscientious about bringing our guys home safe, making sure that home site is safe. And the homeowners as well.
Now, what other services now that the weather's breaking, right? Okay, I think I'm going to bring my snowblower out today and run the gas out. I think we're past any. I know we got some grumple or whatever they called it, that fake snow that we got the other night. But I think we're past having any type of major snowfall. Right when I do it, we're going to get 7 inches, of course. But what type of projects, other spring projects, are prevalent that homeowners should be looking at that they should be calling a company like Lindeman to get out there to do for it?
Well, I mean, this is the time of year where everybody's going outside. They're looking at their property. They're looking at their landscape. A lot of times people look at their chimney and see bricks laying literally on the roof. And there'll be cracked mortar and pieces of the brick that have flaked off and have landed either, on their patio or on the roof. Winters are really tough on chimneys in Chicagoland. So summer and heading into summer is a great time to start any of the masonry projects. And then also, this is a good time of year to do any of the remodeling fireplace work that, is great to get done during this time of year, because those projects tend to take a little more time with the design to the actual construction. So by the time we get out of the summer and it's time to think about the fall season again, all of that work is done. We have a relatively short construction outdoor season in Chicagoland. We like to get all of that exterior work done really from this time of year up until the end of October.
Joe, you had a question for Mike about some of the calls that you're getting for home improvement projects that Meg is doing.
So, Mike, how are you doing, first of all?
I'm good, buddy.
Well, that's good. Mike, we refer you a lot, and you had mentioned working now in the people's house. We get a lot of calls saying, what can you do now to protect my family, right? So how do you approach, I know you do, but how do you approach your social distancing working in the home right now, tarping and protecting, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so it's interesting. We've been very conscientious of a lot of safety aspects to our job and our technicians under normal circumstances, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Creosote is something we're in contact with all the time. Creosote is a byproduct of burning wood. Creosote is not a great substance to have on your skin or breathing it or near your eyes. So our guys have Tyvek suits. They have full-on respirators. They have face masks, goggles, gloves, booties. So there's a lot of job sites where we walk in there looking like we're a hazmat team. So we have all of the personal protection equipment for our normal circumstances. And then with what's going on in the world today, we add a lot of extra distance between us and the homeowners. It makes them more comfortable. It makes our guys more comfortable. And really, the vast majority of work we do every day is exterior to the house, right? So if we're inside doing fireplace work, that's usually the minority of that project. But everything we do exterior to the home, whether it's caps and masonry and a lot of the bigger repair jobs, are really external jobs. We're not really inside the home interfacing with the family inside very much.
Yeah, and that kind of addresses a lot of calls that we're getting. You know, a customer has a concern that has to be addressed inside the house, and they just think, you know, should we wait for a month or two to get it done? And we just go through different options as far as how we can stay away from them. I would say you're doing the same thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And some of the stuff we're doing right now, it has a sense of urgency around it. I mean, with all the rain we get in the spring, many times chimneys are a source of leaks and water into the house. If the chimney is a really great big chimney, or I'm sorry, a roof penetration. So water is something you don't want inside your attic. You don't want that inside walls. You don't want that into the basement traveling down that flue. So water is something that we put a lot of urgency around to make sure that we identify the source of that leak, and then we're taking the proper preventive steps and repairs to keep water where it belongs.
And where that belongs is in your sinks, your showers, and your toilets. That's three places in my house where I want water, or out of the faucet into my mouth. Other than that, or to feed the plants. Other than that, I don't want water anywhere. Tell you what, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Mike, you're going to call back at 11:30 to answer all the text questions and the calls that we're getting with the expert roundtable. Okay, buddy?
Yeah, I'll talk to you later.
All right, man. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Before we go to break, I want to thank 312 texter out there. Dave, please give a shout-out to the St. Bernard Hospital Radiology Department in Chicago, especially the CT department. We are on the front lines trying to save lives and being safe. Going in tonight for the second shift, Margaret in Bridgeport. God bless you, Margaret, and God bless all the medical workers, essential workers, all the first responders out there, cops, firefighters, EMTs, everybody who's helping keep us safe and protect us. Why don't you say thank you every once in a while, our listeners, to a cop, a firefighter, a medical technician. Buy them a coffee, buy them a sandwich to thank them for their service. But first, we're going to take a quick break. We've got Gary Novell coming up at the bottom of the hour. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. Some MegaPros call and text line. I'm going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Chicago, I'll show you around. I love it. Bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago. Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday could not shut down.
Feel like Bob Sirott. He likes this song. He plays this a lot in the morning. 312, a little Chicago. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call and text line. 312-981-7200. Great, great, great text questions coming in. So keep them coming. 312-981-7200. 262. How about a shout out to all the workers at Dean's Foods working to get milk on the shelves to all the grocery stores out there. So not only all the Dean's food workers, but every single worker out there, all the men and women in the warehouses, on the trucks, on the loading docks, in the stores, working to keep our food moving, the supply chain moving, and keeping our food shelves stocked all the time. I drove by a truck today, gave him a little honk, opened my sunroof and waved to thank him, gave him a thumbs up. He gave me a little honk on his horn. So I thought I'm pretty sure he thought I was a little nuts, but that goes without saying. 312-981-7200. Just make sure you thank everybody because, the country's going through a lot, and we need everybody's support here. 312-981-7200. We got Gary Novell on the line. Gary, how you doing, buddy? You've got to be busier than heck with all these credit questions out there. I can only imagine. I'm sending you a bunch of people. I sent you a caller this morning, called who sent us an email last night, sent me a text. I could talk now. I called her right back. She wanted to buy a home from the landlord she's renting from when her lease runs out in, I think, 4 to 6 months. But she has a great job, works at a solid institution that is essential, so she's not going to be losing her job. Her husband's got a decent job, but her credit score is 580, and that's not in play today. If you have a 580 credit score, good luck trying to get a loan. So let's talk about that real quick before we go into what you're seeing on the forbearance side. What were you able to help this listener right now is listening to the show? I told her, I promise I wouldn't mention her name, but what were you able to talk to her about to get her going to get recalibrated to buy a home in 4 to 6 months?
David, I'm sorry you went through all that, but I haven't had a chance to call her yet. I'm calling her as soon as I get off the show today.
All right. Well, there goes that. So let's talk about forbearance.
Well, sorry for that long segue that you went into, but, you know, I didn't want to interrupt you. So, well, hi, David, and good morning, everyone, and happy holidays to everybody that's celebrating this weekend. I would like to talk today about the most common question I've been getting asked recently from our listeners the past few weeks, and that is, with the financial difficulty I'm going through due to the virus, how will banks suspending payments or going into forbearance affect my credit report and credit scores? This is a great question. I'm happy people are asking it because, as we all know, it doesn't take much to ruin a lifetime of good credit. And, David, the easiest way to answer this question and best example I can give is simply to compare it to a student loan that's in deferment. It gets reported every month as a good, open, active account, just like always, except the balance remains the same. No past due amount shows, no late payment shows up while you're in this situation. It may show the word forbearance or payments suspended for the time being, but this has no negative impact on your scores, and this is not anything derogatory. As we have been saying since the start of all this, for whatever type of credit you have, is that you have to call your lender and indicate you are having financial difficulties due to the coronavirus. It's not done automatically, so you need to call. Every lender, every bank has different programs they can offer. What you hear one lender do may not be offered by a different lender. Ask questions before you agree to anything. Don't believe everything you read online. Scammers are out there already, so be careful. If it sounds too good to be true, call me, call David, get a second opinion to make sure it's true. Another thing I like to point out is that people are using their credit cards more now than usual, so you're going to see a little bit of a drop in your credit scores, so it's nothing to be concerned about. Higher debt utilization, as we all know. But once things start getting back to the new normal, as you pay those down, you recover those lost points. And it's a crazy and scary and very stressful time we're going through right now, and your credit is going to be more important than ever once we come out of this. So if you have any questions, this is the time to take care of things. Any questions about your credit, you need to call me, 630-624-9557. If you want the absolute correct and honest answers to your questions, you have to call 630-624-9557. Stay safe, everyone. We're all in this together for another few weeks.
Hey, Greg, I had a quick question. I'm in the process of refinancing a listener right now. Called me Thursday, I think, and they're in the middle of forbearance right now. They are in the middle of forbearance, and they called for help. They have $100,000 left. Listen to this story. $400,000 value on a home, a single-family home. He's been listening to me for years. He says he's been meaning to call, meaning to call. $70,000 worth of credit card debt. $70,000 that he's been carrying around for years. Finally called. You know, he said he had an intervention. I don't know if it's Holy Week or whatever, but he said he was a very devout guy. I'm not making this up. He said that, you know, he was thinking about calling me. An ad came on and he called. And the long story short is we ran his credit. He has, I have it right here. And it basically, I want to read what it says. It says, affected by natural/declared disaster. That's what it says on his credit report. He hasn't made a mortgage payment in March. So technically, in the grand scheme of things, he would be late if he wasn't in forbearance. But it's not showing up as late. It's not impacting his credit score. His middle credit score is 707. If you had a late mortgage payment, Gary, would your middle credit score most likely be a lot lower than 707?
If you had a late payment, you can just subtract like 60 or 80 points off of that score that you just mentioned. And David, they know that national disaster comment that you mentioned, that's normally what they put on there, you know, for people that go through hurricanes or floods or something like that, you know, during the course of the year in certain parts of the country. So we've seen that before on credit reports.
Right. His credit scores, I have his credit report right up in front of me on my computer. 707, 730, 691. I put it through the computer. I got an approval, right? I called up our head underwriter. I'm like, hey, I don't want to tell the guy I could help him out. She's like, as long as you have an approved eligible, which is the term that we need to get on in the mortgage industry without diving too deep into how to make the sausage, we're in the process of doing his loan. We're going to pull out $90,000 out of his house. We're going to pay off $70,000 worth of credit card debt, save him close to $3,000 a month. And this guy's been carrying this debt for years.
Plus, it's going to jack his score up even more.
Oh, it's going to jack his score up. It's going to build an emergency fund for him. His business is taking a little bit of a shot. He's maintaining his business. He has a specialty business. His wife has a job as an essential worker, so she's safe. And he just got Social Security, a $1,920 a month. I'm like, game on, buddy. Let's go. Right? So, well, I'm going to have him call in about 30 days when we get this sucker done. But I want our listeners to understand, if you're in forbearance, and we have a texter calling in saying that their lender on their FHA loan is not giving them what I said that they should give them, and I'm going to address that later, so that really frosts me. There is ways out there, okay? Yes, a lot of people lost their jobs. Yes, I see the numbers every – I see the numbers like you do. I hear the numbers like all our listeners do, 16, 18 million people. It's horrible, but there are – our listeners out there that can recalibrate their mortgages right now to pay off that debt and get into a better position. And that, listen, you don't have to call me. You know, it doesn't matter if you call me. Call anybody you want. But now's the time, if you're in a position to rearrange your financial furniture, to put your family into a defensive mode until we clear through this fog that our country is in, do it. And if you have to take out an extra $5,000 or $10,000 to put in the bank because cash is king right now, here's my recommendation: do it. Because the simple reason is you can, and the best time to do it is when you can. So when you need that money, it's there in the bank in case you lose your job down the road, or you have a medical emergency down the road, or your car gets breaks down, or whatever. So Gary, I got Chicago playing in my ear, which means Sammy wants me to go to break. So if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
630-624-9557. That number again is 630-624-9557. Your credit is going to be more important than ever moving forward after this.
You got it. Amen to that. All right, Gary, thanks for calling in. We have Tom Janke.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
You too, buddy. Happy holidays. We have Tom Janke calling in on the line. He's going to be coming back out of the break. Him and Joe are going to be talking more about how they are helping our listeners with these virtual tours and these virtual design studios. I mean, you're sitting in your kitchen all day long looking at it and go, enough, I want a new kitchen. So this is a perfect time while you're sitting in your kitchen to redesign your kitchen without leaving your kitchen. And Tom's going to explain how to do that. I'm going to come back with Tom Janke and Mega Pros Joe after these messages. 312-981-7200 is our call and text line, WGNDavid.com.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Welcome back to Home Sweet Home Chicago. I am your host, David Hochberg. On the line with me is Joe Hogle and Tom Janke. Joe, I sent you a text message from Pat in Evanston.
I did. Pat in Evanston, right?
Who has a crack in her living room ceiling. We have a picture here, but I can't forward it, so maybe she could send it to you, and maybe you could help her. But Tom Janke's on the line here. Tommy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. You're in the shop right now, bud?
Well, I'm glued to my office chair trying to get this this PPP program done.
Oh, you're still working with it. You know, Stephen A. Leahy could help you with that, my friend.
Oh, I know. It got bounced back just because I got some misinformation, so I'm just going to finalize it today and send it off again.
Well, you share your experience with us next week if and when you get the money, because there are a lot of 1 to 500 employee businesses listening right now that would love to hear your experience. Okay, bud?
Yeah, well, the one thing that's good that we do is we deal with a smaller independent bank instead of the big national bank. So they are going to, it's going to be a lot easier to take and get this thing processed because they don't have 10,000 businesses.
That's good. And I'm sure that you're one of their, you know, bigger clients. So that's fantastic. Well, let's get over to the question from Nicole. Nicole,
yes,
from Orland Park listened last week and called you to find out if there's any, if you're still open. And you informed her that you're still open and doing virtual kitchen designs, which we talked about last week. So why don't you and Joe elaborate how you guys are working hand-in-hand with that?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Currently, right now, people will call in. They'll say they have all the dimensions, just no different than when they walked into our place. So what we do is we have a couple of our designers that are working out of home. They have all the design catalogs. They have all the design software. And Lane has been doing most of them. And I think she sent us another kitchen last night to order. We're ordering another one today. So what's happening is the customer will send that drawing in, and then we'll allow them to come in, and we'll privately meet with them here, and we'll keep our distance, but then we'll show them the door styles. We'll give that back over to Lane or to Michelle, whichever one, and they can go in and put in the door style and literally do everything with the exception of that short little period they're going to come in here to pick out a door style.
And Joe, how's it working with you and Tom, with your clients looking for kitchens and bath designs and all of the other items that Tom sells?
So, Dave, last week you used the word pivot, and I think that word is so appropriate to what I see with our great partners right now. Like Lindemann said, Mike from Lindemann, they were always really clean and safe, right? But now you just took it up a step better and you learned to accommodate. Same thing here. We were always using Tom Jenke's showroom and private appointments, if you will, right, Tom?
Oh, yeah. You guys are like family over here. We see them out here all the time.
So right now, it's just important that... I would be one of those people too, Tom, that I couldn't pick out a cabinet online. I just wouldn't. I wouldn't feel good without touching it and feeling it. And the same thing happens with our customers. They'll say, I just don't feel good about choosing a cabinet or a color online, that kind of thing. So now, having the ability to work directly with you, Tom, where our people can call up, set an appointment with you, and you'll walk them through the selection process in a cabinet, staying away from them, staying safe, accommodating how they feel comfortable. And it's working.
Oh, yeah.
The people appreciate it.
You know what, Joe? You had one of your project managers came to our place yesterday, picked up 6 door samples, and was going to drop them off to the customer and then let the customer at their leisure in their own home sit there and go, okay, I like this door style, I like this color, and then he'll return them to us and the process will continue. I mean, it's pretty seamless. And from my understanding, some of the big box stores have stopped all their kitchen sales. Well, we have not. We've been able to basically show people how we can do it and with keeping that safe distances.
And
that might be a good idea for them going forward to stop their kitchen design.
Okay, there you go. All right, great. So let's keep moving forward. That's a perfect way of pivoting, right? I can't tell you how many industries have pivoted. I could tell you the title industry and our industry, when we go to close loans, have completely done a 360 on how they're currently doing business. Amy Kite said last week, and we got Donna Sattler coming up next week, is going to be talked about last week. I said, Amy, how many of these virtual tours and all this stuff did you do prior to this coronavirus outbreak? And she's like, none. And this is something that every single industry is looking at and figuring out how they can be more efficient and cut costs. I mean, Look at the medical field, guys. I mean, when's the last time you heard medical checkups done via the phone or via Facebook or via an iPad or a computer, right? It was slowly emerging, but now it's going to be mainstream after we get through this, 100%.
No.
And I think designing kitchens from your home, Tom, is going to be the way of the future while people are sitting in their homes. Would you agree?
Well, you know what? Let's go one step further. What we're telling people is go on to our website, and let's just take kitchens to the back seat for just a moment. And go on to our website. They see a vanity. They see a door, an interior door. They see trim. We had four orders this week where people called us up and said, hey, they wanted a one-panel shaker-style door. They ordered six doors. They gave us a credit card over the phone. We took the credit card. They came here. We had everything all staged. All we asked them when they got there is we needed to see the form of identification to make sure it's the right person. And it was so seamless. And we had everything sitting there. The people were here for the whole loading and the whole process. They were probably here for 20 minutes at most.
And that's what it's all about. It's about pivoting. Tommy, you're going to come back at 11:30 to answer all the text questions and all the callers that we've got calling in, right?
You bet.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Joe. Hang tight. I got more shout outs here. So shout out from 219. Hey, Dave, how about a shout out to all the railroad workers out here? We are essential workers and expected to work in all circumstances and conditions. The COVID-19 outbreak is no exception. Big shout out to all the railroad workers out there. And another shout out to the Walmart grocery distribution and transportation working 24/7, getting food and toilet paper to all the stores in our listening area. It's located in Sterling, Illinois. Thanks for listening. We're going to pay some bills here. We've got three callers on the phone. We're going to get to you at the top of the hour. And Jimmy Towns Allstate Insurance is coming up at 11 o'clock. 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720 WGN.
California, to my sweet home, Chicago.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
7200. Thanks to my buddy Joe Brand in the sports. Move my fader up. How's that? Much better. Move my fader up. Okay. I'd still like to thank my good friend, Mr. Joe Brand, in the sports department. I guess I inadvertently hit a button. That's why they don't let me touch anything. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. So my apologies, Mr. Brand. Hopefully you get over it and your sports report a couple minutes late was just fine. 312-981-7200. Okay, so here's what we got going on. Jimmy Towns is on the line. We've got three callers that have been hanging on for like 20 minutes, Jimmy. So hang on, all right? We're gonna answer these callers' questions, and then we're going to talk about insurance. We got Josh coming up. We got a full-loaded show here. We got the round table come up at the bottom of the hour. But you're going to be talking about how the Allstate's rebate program going on and how you saved a listener a ton of money who didn't have Allstate but now does. So first we're going to go out to Glendale Heights. Jimmy, you got a garage question. Joe Hogle, you there with me, buddy?
I am. Hi,
right,
Jimmy.
We're going to need your help here. Jim, what's your question about garages?
Yeah, I have a whole garage on a slab, and the walls are sinking, the slab's sinking. And my question is, can a slab be jacked up with a wall sitting on it?
Joe, I know that MegaPros does something like that.
Are the walls leaning or just the slab itself?
Well, the whole garage is settling down on each side. The middle's pretty good. There's basically a crack right down the middle. And both sides have come down inch or two.
Okay. Well, all right. So, in answer to the question, if your garage is in good shape, you mean the walls are strong, the plates are strong, and that kind of thing, we can lift it, Jim, and repair some of that slope. I think the question is, why is it sinking? If you've seen, the actual,
it's 60 years old.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, right. So there is hope that we could save the garage. It's really going to take an inspection, though.
Hey, Jim, can you take a picture of that and send it over to 312-981-7200, the MegaPros text line?
Yeah, so he thinks it's possible?
Well, anything is possible. Yeah. You know, as you get older, I'm 53, things are starting to sink on me. So I understand what your garage is going through right now.
Most of what's sinking on you too, David.
Right, I know. Well, that's a whole other story. But what we need,
Jimmy.
Send
me a picture.
Yeah, Jim, can you send us a picture? And we're going to put you on hold.
Thank you.
Hold on. Sam will get your information, and Joe will follow up after the show. Because if it needs repair or replace, we got Robert Andreas and son. If it needs jacking, we've got Permaseal could jack it up. So we have the experts that could help you. And do you have hardwood floors in your house, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to send you a Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaning product, a sample of that as well. So let's put Jimmy on hold on line one and jump out to William in Geneva. Thanks for calling, Jim. Hang tight, okay? William out in Geneva. How are you, my friend? Oh, there goes Jim. Okay, so Jim, please call back. We accidentally hung up on you. William in Geneva, how are you?
Very good, David. Very good. I just wanted to let you know your ads work. I hear them all the time. And also, I heard your discussion about forbearance the other day, and I contacted my family, make sure they understood it too.
Great.
I don't need it myself. I'm in an enviable position, David. And my question is, prior to me satisfying the mortgage in 2 months, right?
Wow.
I got two payments left, right?
Yeah.
Should I keep the relationship with the bank and get something else? You know, I'm not leaning towards a home equity loan. I don't want to do that. You know, I just want to have a 1 month, no payment. But the other question is, if I choose to use either a VA loan or something to buy a second home closer to my family out east, is that a standalone sort of commitment, or is my house in Geneva at risk too?
No. Your house in Geneva is not at risk. So I just want to get this straight, William. You've got two payments left on your home in Geneva, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you want to buy another home closer to your family on the East Coast, was it, that you just
said? Well, that was a goal of mine prior to this whole thing happening, you know?
Yeah, no, I get it. We could probably buy it cheaper today than you could have 60 days ago, so it might not be a bad idea if you still want to buy it. You know, how do your relatives feel about you buying a home next to them out east? Are they okay with that?
That's another question.
Right.
It's a beautiful day in Chicagoland, David, I tell you that. But I don't know if my family in Connecticut want me back or not. I don't know. I have to find that out.
Well, these are questions that I ask and think about for, you know, so your family doesn't have to tell you about it, because that's maybe what they're thinking.
Well, I'm not a snowbird, David. I'm not going to Florida. I go to Connecticut.
I got you. So the answer to your question is this, William. If you pay off your home and you have a home free and clear, you should definitely get a line of credit for emergency reasons. A line of credit's a checkbook against your house,
David, I have a pretty good income even in retirement.
Okay.
It's incredible.
That's great. So do a lot of people. But the best time to get a line of credit, William, is when you don't need a line of credit. So when you have that God forbid moment, you have that line of credit there when you never thought you would need it. And there are millions of people.
And you say line of credit, you're talking home equity, right?
It's a home equity line of credit. It's a checkbook against your house. That's all it is. You don't
A home equity. And I should probably do that before I satisfy with the bank, right?
It doesn't matter. You could satisfy with the bank, and you could call Sherry Jenna at Republic Bank. 630-241-5726. We could give you that number off air. But you should definitely have a line of credit against your home if you have a home paid off. There is absolutely zero reason not to.
If I don't use it, does it cost me?
It costs you about $35 a year in a service charge. That's all it is. And to have and to have that line of credit available when you don't think you need it, when you do need it, and the times when you never thought you would need it, it's there to have. That's why you need that line of credit. I'm just telling you, okay?
I'm understanding. I'm hearing it, David.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Very good.
All right,
Very good.
So hang on. You got hardwood floors in that home that's almost paid off in Geneva?
Say again?
Do you have hardwood floors in that home that's almost paid off in Geneva?
Hardwood floors I put in,
Okay.
I got hardwood floors.
Okay, we're going to send you Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaning product. So hang on. I got one more call before I got to hit a break. Then I got to get to Jim Towns. I got to get to Josh Kaplan of Josh's. So William, thanks for calling. Mike in Orland Park, what's your question, buddy? We've got to hit a break. So I want to take your loan modification question. How can we help you?
Okay. About 2 years ago, I really went into the dumper with my mortgage lender.
Yep.
And I was getting the threatening phone calls, blah, blah, blah. They sent me the letter saying, We got to do a loan mod, blah, blah, blah. I consulted with my attorney.
Yep.
He said that the either you go with the loan mod or probably proceed with a foreclosure. Is that true?
I don't know what I can't answer that question because I didn't see the letter. I would defer that to your real estate attorney.
Okay.
I'd love to help. I just don't. I can't answer that question without knowing more information.
Okay. Now, the question is this: even though I'm in a loan mod, my credit score has been creeping up to about, say, 680, 690.
Good, great, congratulations.
I am right now. When I bought the house, I was at 5.7.
Okay.
Would I be able to refi the house at a lower rate, or would the bank say, give me that loan? Like, yeah, I don't think we'll touch it now.
No. All because you have a loan modification doesn't put you into the penalty box that you can't refinance in the future. So what we have to do is, and we're up against the break, and I've got a ton of topics to call. I need more information, Mike. I got to find out exactly when you went to the loan modification. I got to make sure that you made all the payments on time. I have to make sure your credit scores are what you say they are. Okay, and if they are, there is a very, very good chance that we can get you that 5.75% loan into something better and save you a ton of money. Okay, buddy?
Okay, thanks.
All right, no, hang tight. Hang tight. Sammy's going to pick you up. I'll tell you what, Jimmy, hold tight, buddy. Oh, I just lost him. Can you call back? Ah, son of a gun. So the loan modification guy that stayed on hold for 20 minutes, can you call back? That's why I don't hit buttons. I drop things. I break things. Hey, Jimmy, I'm going to take a quick break. Come back because I want our listeners to learn about how you helped one of our listeners, another listener, save a ton of money, and they weren't even your client when they called in. Can you hang on, bud?
Yeah, I can hang.
Okay. Hey, Joe, hang on. We're going to pay some bills. Josh Kaplan from Josh's Hot Dogs. Josh, hang on. Welcome to live radio. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're helping people overcome their financial challenges. That's what this show is all about, helping people. We're going to pay some bills. Take a quick break. Be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
Hey, welcome back to the show. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. I'll tell you what, put Josh on hold and bring up Jimmy Townsend. Said, Josh, don't move. Hold on. We're clicking the wrong buttons here. So I basically want to set up everything with, Sammy, bring on two and bring on four. So I basically want to set this up with Jimmy coming on. Jim is my Allstate insurance agent, and he's also the Allstate insurance agent for the show. So hang on, we're trying to get everybody lined up here. And I talk to Jim every single week about something, you know, what's going on, especially with this coronavirus going on. He's been very, very instrumental in providing me information. And I send out an email blast every Friday to over 15, 16,000 listeners, letting them know who's coming on the show, what experts are going to be on the show. And one of our listeners received the email and called Jimmy about the insurance, about an ad, because Jim, Allstate has got an ad running, the president, CEO, yep. That yep. If you have Allstate, I saw it last night for the first time, everybody's been talking about it, that Allstate's going to refund auto insurance because not yep. everybody's driving. Can you explain that program and how you yeah. helped our listener?
Yeah, so it's called the Shelter in Place, so you'll be getting your check. We're giving back 15% of the premium for April and May. So Rocky from Lyle is a listener. He got the email. He called and said, is Allstate really giving back money to its customers? And because he saw the ad. And I said, yeah, it's called the Shelter in Place. I said, you don't have to do anything to get the money. So, David, you'll be getting the money at the end of the month for April and then end of May for May.
Cool.
So he sent me his deck pages because his company wasn't doing that, wasn't taking care of their customers.
So he was not an Allstate insurance company.
He was not
client.
An Allstate. No, he wasn't. He wasn't a customer at all.
Okay.
So we went through everything. Sent me his deck pages. You know, we went through the coverages. You know, just like your business. You know, you try to explain the coverages. You make recommendations. Like he didn't have water backup or rental reimbursement, so he had gaps that he wanted to fill in his coverage, saved him over $400 a year, and now he's in good hands. More importantly, he's got better coverage.
So
these GN listeners, these GN listeners are knowledgeable customers, I can tell you that.
So these WGN listener of this show who received one of the 16,000 email blasts that I send out every Friday, called you, not an Allstate client, says, is this true? And was so impressed that he sent you his insurance declaration page, which is basically what's on an insurance declaration page for our listeners.
It's like his renewal. So what his coverages are currently. And then I just went through, you know, because there's coverages that cause me 90% of my claim problems over my 30 years.
Right.
And, you know, water backup, rental reimbursement, building codes, you know, for condos, it's extended protection and building property protection. So, you know, people that don't have their jewelry, watches, and furs covered, right? You know, there's like five or six coverages that cause, you know, 90% of the claims problems. It's people don't know these things. So went through the coverages, and then he made a decision on what coverages were important to him.
All right, so you talked about how smart WGN listeners are, and they are. They know that e-insurance is part of Allstate. That's their online insurance branch, for lack of a better term. Is that discount going to be given to the e-insurance clients as well?
Yeah, now that company's going away, so it'll just be Allstate.
All right, so through 312, thank you for that. So just to recap it. Right? Just to recap, and you're going to stick around at the bottom of the hour and take some more questions. A WGN listener received my email notification about the show. If you want to get on the list, just send me an email, david@56david, and we'll add you to the mailing list. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. And they called you. Wasn't an Allstate client.
Yep. He called me at 630-834-5678, and he texted, because we could all text at that number, he texted me his renewals, and then we had a conversation about his coverages.
And you did a full analyzation of his coverage.
Yeah.
You recalibrated his insurance and saved him over $400 a year. And it was one phone call of a client that wasn't yours. A WGN listener was able to save.
And now he is. Now he is mine.
And now he is. And
he's in good hands. Now he's in good hands.
Oh, nice little play on words there.
You like that?
Nice job.
I mean, because you love to call me and have me on when we have all these catastrophes, you know. The floods, I was next to Roy at Permaseal, the hailstorms, and then the freeze in 18.
Right.
I mean, I can't wait for what's coming next, you know, what you're going to call me next on.
Well,
I'm ready for something nice, you know.
Well, the best part about Jimmy is he's got a storage container full of generators. And
yes.
I remember when we got hit with one of the gigantic tsunami rains, you were running around to your clients' homes, supplying them with generators so they could pump out their basements and keep their housing lights on because a lot of the areas lost power. And I don't know many, if at all, any other insurance agent doing that. I've known Jim for over 15 years. He's carried the insurance on everything that I own. And I cannot stress to our listeners to, if you want to take a look at the insurance that you have to make sure you have the coverage that you need and you're not carrying coverage that you don't need and paying for stuff you don't need, you got to give Jimmy a call. Joe, you got a question for Jim, don't you?
Jim, one of the things that I heard is that if you have, I have some friends with companies that, you know, some of their trucks aren't being utilized right now, so they can actually take those off or put them on like a furlough or something?
Yeah, they can put them on suspense. So
suspense.
They're just, they cover them for fire and fire theft and vandalism. We also came out with a MileWise product that's fantastic. So you only pay for the miles you drive. And we're getting a lot of calls on that.
Right.
Because people aren't driving. You can email me at jim@allstate.com or give me a buzz at 834-5678-630. But yeah, the MileWise is a fantastic product.
So the way I understand it, Jim, most companies never like to do that.
Hey, Joe, I put Jimmy on hold. I want to hit Josh, and then we'll bring Jimmy up at the bottom of the hour when we come out of the break.
Well, I got more questions for you.
I know you do, but I got to take care of Josh here. Josh,
all right, fine.
Josh, are you there, bud?
I'm here.
Okay, so Josh Kaplan, neighbor of mine, owns a great hot dog joint. It's not only a hot dog joint. He sells salads. He sells ribs, the best Grecian chicken. We're eating your ribs right now. I gave it to everybody. And you are the second recipient of the Team Hochberg $100,000 giveaway, right? Food, essential worker support. I don't even know what it's called. What name I have for it? But how are you handling this coronavirus in your business, and how has it affected you?
Well, first of all, I appreciate you having me on the show, David, and I'm really happy you enjoyed our ribs.
And the Grecian chicken, Josh. I'm eating it now, the best Grecian chicken I've ever had. Go ahead.
I appreciate that. Every day is a fight in our business, just like every other business. It's like putting on boxing gloves and getting into the ring every single day, fighting the fight. We, however, at Josh's Hot Dogs, we've been very fortunate to be located where we are in the Northbrook community. We've got a tremendous amount of support from the community, from our loyal customers, and it's gone a long way with us. But we'll continue to fight.
And you're going to take the $1,000 I dropped off yesterday when I picked up the ribs that everybody's eating here and enjoying very, very, very immensely. So thank you. I have a special request that one of the essential workers that you dropped the food off to are the men and women of the Buffalo Grove Police Department. Can you make them one of the essential stops this week?
David, your wish is my command. You got it, man. Right. Absolutely. I plan on going over to the Buffalo Grove Police Department. We've been sending food over to the Northbrook Police Department, the Northbrook Fire Department. We've been sending food over to the food pantries. We really have made a conscious effort to take care of our first responders who are working tirelessly right now to try to save lives. Throughout the week, we're sending food to Glenbrook Hospital, Evanston Hospital, Lake Forest, Highland Park, hospitals all over the area to make sure that these doctors and nurses are getting fed and being taken care of, because they're putting everything on the line right now.
All right, and I need one more favor. The police chief, Steve Cass Stevens in Buffalo Grove, is a buddy of mine. He's a very sloppy eater. He's a mess. I go to lunch with him. I sit at one of those square tables with the inserts popped out, because it's just him and I, because he's a plate picker. You know what I mean? He likes to pick off people's plates, and he's a big chicken eater. So can you bring him some chicken when you go out there and drop it off to the men and women of the Buffalo Grove Police Department this week and the other first responders and essential workers that you're going to drop food off to? Can you do that for me, buddy?
Absolutely. It sounds like your buddy Steve is my kind of eater, man. We'll make sure he gets some ribs to slop up his face.
Yeah, well, that goes without saying. So Josh's Hot Dogs, located at 873 Sanders Road in Northbrook. The phone number is 847-272-1177. I was there yesterday at dinner time. I could speak firsthand. I watched it happen. You call in your order. You call when you get there. It's like an Indianapolis 500 pit stop. He gets you in. His guys run out. That's already paid. Gives you the food 6 feet away. Social distancing. You get in your car and you leave. You had to handle at least 11 customers in the 15 minutes I was sitting there waiting for my food yesterday. And that's amazing. So I just wanted to thank you for helping me help our essential workers and our first responders. And I hope everybody goes to joshshotdogs.com to support Josh and whatever local business in your area. These locally owned, family owned restaurants and businesses are hurting right now, and they need your support. Josh, thanks for calling in, bud, and thanks for doing what you do, brother. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, David. I really appreciate it.
All right, buddy. And all the men and women of the Buffalo Grove Police Department, I've got a black car. My license plate is Hawks, and I like to go fast on Lake Cook Road. I'm just saying. 312-981-7203, and I know where the traps are. It's right behind the sign. You come over Milwaukee. I know where you sit. So, but if every once in a while I might be going a little fast, pull me over, give me a warning. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to bring back all the experts with the roundtable. I have a special announcement that I'm going to be breaking here with WGN Radio. Team Hochberg and WGN Radio are going to be doing something special coming up after these messages.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is part of the show due to the fact that we're all in different locations. I'm calling the roundtable. But first, I want to do a quick announcement to let everybody know This is the newest thing that I came up with yesterday. I got to get out of my house because I come up with all these ideas, and it's and the only reason I'm able to do this is because of the WGN listeners support us at Team Hochberg, and Team Hochberg is able to then turn around and support WGN listeners. We're going to do a special giveaway coming up. I'm reading this directly from the contest czar. Okay, she says, just say on the WGN radio contest page next week to give them some flexibility. Do not mention anything other than that. Okay, so I'm teasing something. We're going to do something huge. Okay, it's going to be a giveaway. It's going to help listeners out. I came up with it, I think, Wednesday, and the WGN support staff, Mary and the program director here, and John Gallagher in sales, and Sarah in promotions and marketing got behind it. It's going to be gigantic. So that's as big a tease that I could get. Hopefully we'll have it up and running sometime in the middle of this week, and we could start giving something away next Saturday. The WGN listeners will be able to go on the WGN website to register. That's all I could say right now. So, but I guarantee you it's going to be huge and you're going to love it. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. Sammy, bring everybody up here. I've got tons of text messages here for everybody, and I just want to get to it one at a time. So, Joe, I got a question here. 847, buddy. Last week you had Amy Kite on, and you were discussing prepping a house for sale if that house still had lead pipes. However, that was not discussed or considered a better option, a whole house water filtration system, because is the pipe in your home connect from the home to the mail? I don't understand. 847, you got to do a better job of texting because I can't read this.
Dave, one second.
Yeah.
If they're saying, you can have your water tested to validate that there's a problem in the first place. That's one of the things we didn't say last week. And I think that's what they're referring to.
The main line is that the governing water bind is still could be
galvanized. I have no idea what they're saying, but I did get a call afterward saying you can have your water tested to validate that there's a problem in the first place. You can't just assume that there's a problem.
Okay, so 847, if you do a better job of streamlining this next week, I promise. I'll tell you what, why don't you send me an email, david@56david, or go to WGN David, send me an email there, and I'm going to call you. I've got your number here. I'm going to call you after the show to find out exactly what you're trying to say. Joe, what were you able to do with the lady in Evanston with the crack in her roof in the drywall? What is that? A lot of our listeners are having similar challenges like that.
So, I didn't get the caller, Dave, because I'm on your radio show.
Okay.
Yes. We can see a picture. A lot of times, things shift after winter. But we'll take a look at it from a picture, and we can actually advise her how to fix it.
Okay. So 630. We got Mike Bodart. Ready? You there, buddy?
Yep.
All right. I have an old house. The texter sent a picture of their fireplace, which we will send to you, but you're in your car, so you won't be able to get it anyway. We have never used. They have an old fireplace that they never use. They had Lindeman chimney out, and they said they had never seen this before. I had another company out, said I need a non-vented solution. There is a gas line there also. Any ideas on how to fix this?
Yeah, so many times, David, if there's a really old house that has a chimney attached to their fireplace, if that fireplace is condemned, meaning their flue is not suitable to get that up to today's code, many times what we will do is put a vent-free log set there, and the fact that there's gas already in that fireplace makes that a very easy transformation. So we convert old condemned fireplaces to vent-free gas logs all the time. It's a way to have a nice fireplace atmosphere in your house without having to do either a direct vent fireplace or possibly a very, very costly chimney rebuild to get that flue back in operable condition.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And your phone number, if our listeners want to reach you, if they have old houses and want to convert their old fireplaces into new fireplaces, what number should they call, Mike?
Yeah, it's 847-918-7994.
All right. So, Joe, here's a 708 with the same type of question. Last week, I asked about lead water service lines to the house. I think somehow lead plumbing got confused with galvanized pipe. Maybe MegaPros right. could explain the difference, because I know they are not the same, and galvanized does not add lead to your water.
No, I completely understand that. I believe that the first thing you should do is have your water tested. All right? Now, I could be completely wrong on this, and I'll get the question right to our plumber. But the first step would be to have the water tested.
So have the water tested. Do you have a testing company that you recommend, or
I'm sure, absolutely. Our plumber can do it.
Okay, so you'll dig out that number, and we'll give it out during the show. So we have an 847 for Mike. Mike, here's another one. Woke up in the middle of the night to get a drink of water, heard the craziest sound coming out of my fireplace. Being a teenager from the 70s, I thought I was having an acid flashback. Ended up, guys came out and found a raccoon gave birth to four little baby raccoons in the fireplace. They were the ones that were making all those crazy sounds. How normal is this? I mean, is this a normal occurrence that critters crawl into fireplaces to have their babies?
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, a fireplace has a perfect spot to come in and make a nest if you're a mama raccoon. Right above the damper is a shelf. We call it a smoke shelf. So they come down the flue. They come down from outside if there's no cap up there. And they find a dry, warm spot, basically right above your damper. So really, you've got a baby raccoon, well, a family of raccoons in your living room. And it's one thing if they stay from your smoke shelf on up. It's another thing when they decide to come in and look for a snack, either in your dog's food bowl or the kitchen or other places. But it's not uncommon to have a raccoon or a family of raccoons, you know, come in and invade your house one day. So again, like I said earlier, the solution is to really just have a rain cap with a built-in animal guard that's on top of your chimney that would keep birds and other animals out of there.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Jimmy, we have a couple of text messages here for you. I'm curious, did the $400 savings include the discount for COVID? 847. So
no.
are you given a COVID-19 discount as well?
I was not given a COVID-19 discount.
Okay. Is that normal to give a COVID-19? I've never heard of that.
Well, no, that's just our payback, our shelter in place for existing customers. People that have been with us before March.
Oh, so got it. So the gentleman that called that's switching to you because their insurance company is not given that rebate is not also getting the discount because they didn't have Allstate before they called you.
Before they called us, right.
Got it. 773, I've had the same insurance company for 56 years. I'm calling them on Monday and asking for a not driving discount, what you guys are doing. And if they say no, will Allstate match the same coverage and deductible for less money, even though they don't currently offer that low of a deductible? So I guess it's maybe, right?
Yeah, it's maybe. I have to go through it and take a look at it. Okay. See what kind of coverages they have.
Got it.
They can give me a call or text or email.
Got it. Okay, we're going to keep moving on here. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Let's bring up Rick and Homer Glenn. Rick and Homer Glenn, you got a question for Mike Bodart. Hang on. Rick, line one. Rick, you there, buddy?
Yes, I am. David, how are you?
I'm tremendous, buddy. You safe and healthy, my friend?
We're trying. We're sheltering at home.
I got it.
In 2017, I bought a foreclosure in Plainfield for my daughter and her three daughters to live in. She recently has been divorced. I want to turn this house over to her. I paid $288. The mortgage value is currently $211, and its market value is probably near $350 right now because of some improvements and obviously inflation.
Okay.
So she's self-employed. She has tax returns for the last 3 years. How or who can I talk to with your group to get her introduced so that she could start the process of opening a mortgage in her name so that the house is hers? I want it to be hers.
Done.
I don't want to be mine.
Done. So is she living there now?
She is living there now. That's her full-time residence, two daughters, and a grandson.
Is she making the mortgage payment for you?
Her meeting place.
She's making the mortgage payments. She has since the day
I bought
the house. Covers the P&I and the insurance and the real estate tax. So she's handling it. It's currently a 4.75
okay.
30-year loan.
All right, so that's called continuity of ownership. If she's been living there and making the payment, we could show that she's been making the payment for 12 months, and that's been her primary residence. We could refinance her onto the loan and get you off and take care of her. And if her credit score is good and she has the income, we could get her into a loan less than 4.75 and take care of that for you.
Who do I call or talk to?
Here, just give me a call, 855-56-DAVID, and we'll take care of you. Okay, buddy?
Call on Monday. Thank you.
We'll call now and we'll take care of you over the weekend. Don't wait. 318.
Call you right now.
855-56-DAVID. I'll tell you what, I thought that call was for Mike Bodart. I misread the screen. I apologize. We're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to come back with more questions for Tom, for Joe, for Mike, and for Jimmy. 312-981-7200 is the call and text line. Keep them coming. I've got four pages of text messages in here. I'm trying to get to all of them in the next 8 minutes before the show ends. 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. We got about another 7-8 minutes to go. Tom, I had a question here for you. Tom Janke, Builder Supply Outlet. Can I just put new cabinet doors on the old base? What do you hang on, we got to bring Tommy up here. Hang on, Tom. Okay, so the question is, can I install new doors on an old base? We're trying to get Tom. Tommy, are you there, buddy?
I am here.
All right. Do you do that type of work or no?
No. You know what? We have so many people that say, oh, I just want to put on new doors. And, they're going to redo their old face frames. And I will tell you that it costs more money for these people to come out and put new doors on. And then what you have, it's more money than buying new cabinets. But more importantly is you don't get all the new features like the soft closed doors and drawers. You know, you've got, butt door cabinets. So you don't get a lot of the new features, and I highly, highly recommend against it.
Okay, Tom, we got another text message here from the 630. How do we go about scheduling an appointment to do a virtual kitchen redesign?
All they got to do is they got to call the store, give us their information, give us their email. We will send it to one of our designers, and then they can start the process. It's so simple.
All right. We got we have a caller, Kim in Elgin, for a question for Jim Towns. So we're going to bring Kim up here. Kim, thanks for calling into the show. You have a question for Jim Towns of Allstate.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I was looking at my condo insurance and thought now is a good time to review it. Is there a rule of thumb how to figure what I should insure my condo for, how I should insure my personal property? And also, if you can speak to the condo insurance management company said I should have a loss assessment insurance coverage for $5,000 in an HO-6 policy.
Jimmy?
Hey, Kim. How are you? So on the condo, they cover the outside, so you cover from the studs in. So
actually, they did say coverage includes internal walls, cabinet fixtures, and installations compromising a permanent part of the building. And
right.
Then there was something about originally installed by...
So then just the contents.
Right. Go ahead, Jimmy.
So just the contents coverage then. So okay. You won't want to send it to me because sometimes we have to look to it what the deductible is for the on the master policy in case there's damage to both your unit and common area. Sometimes you're responsible for the deductible, so there's a coverage for that. But if you want, you could take a picture and text it to me, and I can give you a buzz, and we can go over it.
Okay. Is there a rule of thumb for personal property?
Yeah, there's different things like, 10,000-15,000 per room. Just you have to look at, it's furniture, clothing, you know, TVs, electronics, you know, whether it's $50,000, $60,000, depending on the quality, because it's new for old without depreciation when you replace it.
Okay.
So everything that you're going to replace, you know, you're replacing something that's 10 years old, it's new for old without depreciation, so it could be more expensive.
Okay.
Hey, hey, Kim, I'm gonna give you Jimmy's phone number here. Jim's gonna give you his phone number, so you could give him a call after the show and ask all your questions because we only have about 3 or 4 minutes left. Okay, so Jim, how could Kim reach you from Elgin? Reach you
630-834-5678, or you can email me at jim@allstate.com. I'm at the office, so you can just give me a buzz. I'm here.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
have a great
Kim.
Day.
Thanks, all right, hang on. So we got a call. We got another text message for Tom. Tom, one more time, the virtual tour. Text message, texter did not get the information last time. This is from an 847. So how do they reach you if they want to set up a online design consultation?
What they do is they call here to the store at 708-343-3900. But do remember, we have modified hours here at the store. We're open 10 to 4 Monday through Friday and 10 to 3 Saturday, closed Sundays. Call us. We can get you set up, and they can start designing right away.
All right. 847, thanks for the text. I'm glad you're enjoying the show. This is from the 773. Hi, David. Listen to your show about FHA loans under the CARES Act being able to add 3 months of payments at the back end of your loan. However, I called my mortgage company. I won't say the name. And they are saying they are the loan servicer, which I've stated that before, and they are not doing that. The only thing they are doing is forbearance. I never said they were going to add to the back of your loan. I never said that. I said, clearly, you need to call. Our listeners need to call their servicer, which is the company that you write your check to. That's called a servicer. And you need to tell them in clearly that you're having financial challenges due to COVID-19 coronavirus. And what they will offer you is a forbearance under Fannie Freddie loans for 3 months at a time. According to the Fannie Mae guideline that they just released a week or two ago, if you have any questions, I could send you that. They have to offer up to 12 months worth of forbearance. Doesn't mean that the servicer is going to do that. Now, what the servicer does after the forbearance period is over is up to the servicer. That's why you need to get ahead of it, listeners, and contact your servicer to ask them what their options are. Okay, it's very critical that you get ahead of it. I'll be more than happy to share the information with you on the letter that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac sent out. Just send me an email, david@56david, and I will share that with you to everybody so when they contact their servicer, they're fully armed and ready to go to have that conversation. Tell you what, we got to end the show here, so I want to throw it over to Mike at Mike with Lindeman Chimney. Mikey, you're there, buddy?
Yeah, I am, David. I'm here.
If our listeners want to reach you, we got to jump off the air here in about 45 seconds. How do they reach you if our listeners have chimney challenges?
Easy place is cleanfireplace.com. That's cleanfireplace.com. Or the phone number is 847-918-7994.
All right,
thanks,
buddy.
David.
Be safe, be healthy, happy Easter to you. Tom Jenke, if our listeners want to reach out to you to get more information about your virtual tours, how do they reach out to you, my friend?
They can call us at 708-343-3900 for cabinets, doors, you name it.
All right, thanks. Happy Easter. Be safe, be healthy. Jimmy Towns, Allstate Insurance Agency. If our listeners want free insurance evaluation on their policy, how do they reach you, my friend?
Not free insurance, but...
No, not free insurance, but a free evaluation.
They can call or text at 630-834-5678 or email me at jim@allstate.com.
All right, thanks for calling.
Be safe, David.
You too, brother. Happy Easter. If you want to reach MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements.
847-658-8989.
Hey, Joe, happy holidays. I'm running late here, buddy. I got to go. So, thanks.
Thank you. I love you. Have a good week.
All right, happy holidays. To all our listeners out there, be safe, be healthy, happy Passover, happy Easter. And we will be back next Saturday. Enjoy your week. Be safe, be healthy. Thanks for listening.